In the 60s, the first BBC local stations came on air in this order: Leicester, Sheffield, Merseyside, and exactly 48 years ago, this one.
This is BBC Radio Nottingham on VHF 94.8 and Rediffusion Channel C.
And now, the first edition of Nottingham Newsreel. And first, the local news read by Tony Church. A Nottinghamshire power giant gets
We were certainly looked on as mavericks by a lot of people in London, and some people outside too, because they couldn't believe, they couldn't see what the purpose of the thing was. They had no conception of the value of what we call community broadcasting. Now, this was a thing which some of us had been dedicated to for years in some forms or another, not only as far as local radio is concerned, but also for television, you see. And we wanted this very badly.
Gerald Nethercott in charge at the arrival of the BBC in Nottingham this week in 1968. And thus started another BBC local with its request shows, rock shows, lost and founds, and all the other bits and pieces.
John Barsby at the Radio Nottingham news desk. And now the chemist rota in Arnold and Woodthorpe. It will be the Corson Pharmacy at 102 Nottingham Road.
We miss those lists now, don't we? Happy 65th birthday this week to this much-loved broadcaster.
Tell me about yourself. What do you do and what have you done?
I'm retired, Ken. I don't do a lot these days, really. Just sit around and do a little bit of knitting and play around with my daughter. Do a little bit of hang gliding and parachuting, but apart from that, that's really about it, really. It's quite quiet.
Do I get the slight impression you're taking the mic all, yeah?
No, not at all. I had this conversation with one of your researchers.
Well, it's hilarious, but I think, tell you what, we're going to actually get a real contestant on. All the best.
Happy birthday, Ken Bruce. And contrary to popular belief, Ken wasn't around in Marconi's early days. Marconi arrived in London from Italy this week, 120 years ago. Luckily, they had a family friend who was an engineer who happened to know the head of the post office, so a letter was dispatched.
Dear Mr. Priest, I am taking the liberty of sending to you with this note a young Italian of the name of Marconi, who has come over to this country with the idea of getting taken up a new system of telegraphy without wires at which he has been working. It appears to be based upon the use of Hertzian waves and Oliver Lodge's coherer, but from what he tells me, he appears to have got considerably beyond what I believe other people have done in this line. It has occurred to me that you might possibly be kind enough to see him and hear what he has to say.
Just amazing what a work experience placement can lead to.
I placed a single earphone to my ear and started listening.
It's 2 years this week since much-loved sports commentator David Oates died.
Noticed a Bolton player lying injured. He was midway inside his own half. Soon became apparent that it was Fabrice Muamba. But there hadn't been contact or any foul at all.
David Oates, who died this week in 2013. 37 years ago this week, Mark Goodyear made his debut on commercial radio. It was on Radio 4th before he went off to Radio Clyde.
Radio Clyde 261, it's 8:27. Check it out with the music of the 80s, Kid Creole, the Tropical Gangsters album, and Addie, I'm Not Your Daddy, which I reckon will be the new single, though we don't officially know yet. We'll see if I'm right.
Well, we've checked now, and it was. Mark Goodyear, who joined Radio 1 after 8 years in the commercial sector. Happy birthday this week to the Pips. They were first aired this week in 1924. The Pips now come from Broadcasting House, but they used to come from Hurstmonceux Castle, and before that from the Royal Observatory at Greenwich.
I think we're going to be continuing calling it Greenwich Mean Time for quite some time. UTC is a bit awkward, it feels a bit cold and clinical. Greenwich Mean Time is, well, it's a bit of British history. Greenwich is a bit of British history. There's been an observatory at Greenwich, well, 300 years ago, and I think World Service from London really has to think very hard before dropping that sort of association.
Reflections on the Pips from Andrew Piper before they moved home and kept their name. So, with North Notts getting its own station 7 years ago...
I'm John Rockley, and so, come on, let me tell you a bit about what you'll be hearing on Mansfield 103.2.
The first UK phone-in this week, 48 years ago...
And the telephone is going again, so without further ado, I'll pick it up and see who's on the line this time. Hello.
Finisterre's last appearance on the shipping forecast 14 years ago.
Lundy, Fundy, Sunday and Monday. Wind southwest becoming cyclonic. Bloody marvellous.
And BBC Five Live Sports Extra, launching 14 years ago.
As Five Live brings you one event, Five Live Sports Extra brings you another.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.